I'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight. They'll be performing at the Munster Auditorium for Lakeshore Concerts on Monday, January 30th, 2023. That's coming up very, very soon. They're called the Everly Set, and obviously it's a great takeoff on the Everly Brothers. Jack Schuller and Sean Altman, welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Well, it sounds exciting, but we kind of want to hear a little bit about you, so we'll explore you, and then we'll talk more about the show itself. So, Jack, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, first, I'd like to say thanks for having us on. We're psyched to come to Munster, Indiana, and you know, we love our show. It's a lot of fun, and we it's timeless music that seems to be appreciated by all ages. And we love keeping the Everly Brothers music alive. And we came to this music through our friendship. And we had been singing together for a number of years and started this show out of pure fun and kept it going just because we loved it so much. So,
did you have a band when you were in high school or grade school?
I started my professional career when I was 14, and that's around the same time I met Sean, and I had a record deal. We were both, we approached this world from being songwriters, which I think gives us kind of a unique perspective. And, I've been singing my whole life, and we both have many other projects, but this is something that keeps giving and giving for us.
Excellent.
Jack is being shy about the fact that he was a Disney recording artist.
That's the soundbite I forgot to mention.
He won't. It's hard for, you know, on stage, we neither of us toots our own horn. We toot each other's horns. He says all the.
It's a good friendship.
He lists all my accolades and I list all of his. Did you know that Jack was featured in 17 Magazine in their Hot Guy panel?
Wow.
That's right. So we have dating advice to love-lorn teenagers. That's right.
Hot guy on Art in the Air Spotlight. So, Sean, let's tell us a little bit about you. And just before we got on the broadcast, I said my daughter, who's now grown up, is very familiar with something you wrote. And then you also established another thing called the Rockapella. So tell us about your musical history.
Well, most importantly, I was featured in AARP Magazine's Hot Guy panel. I'll put that out there. Giving dating advice to lovelorn
seniors.
Geriatrics. I was one of the founders of Rockapella. 5 years into our existence, we got cast as the house vocal group on the television show Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? And I wrote that song. And that song, it didn't pay for a new kitchen, but it paid for like new knobs on the cabinets.
Right.
And it served me well. Oh, and by the way, that song was just named number 81 in the top 100 TV theme songs of all time by Rolling Stone magazine. Thank you very much, well, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go. Well, wow.
And it is a very catchy song, too. I mean, I as soon as I see that, all of a sudden it plays in my all head. Right.
But never as catchy as Bye Bye Love, Wake Up Little Susie, Kathy's Clown, or All I Have to Do is Dream. That's, you know, that will haunt me forever.
Well, and that's a great segue. So tell us about the show with the Everly Set.
So as Jack said, we met on stage when he was 14 and I was decidedly middle-aged, and we were paired together to sing one Simon and Garfunkel song at a Simon and Garfunkel tribute night in New York. And we harmonized really well, and we would see each other backstage occasionally, and we always gravitated toward Bye Bye Love and Wake Up Little Susie because those were two-part harmony songs that we both knew. And after seeing each other backstage at various shows, we started guesting at each other's shows, and then we did a couple of, you know, very casual, like, you know, garden party performances together. And when he was 18, we started talking more seriously, but never really seriously, about, hey, you know, we sound so good together. Maybe we should actually do something. But when he was 18, we said, all right, we're going to put together a 45-minute set of Everly Brothers music and play it at a small club. But it took so much work, not for him because he's a very good guitar player, but it took so much work for me to learn that 45 minutes of Everly Brothers music with him that I was determined that the act was not going to die after one performance. So I pitched it to some house concert people that I knew in the folk community, and we immediately got booked. and we started going over really well. And it really just blossomed from there. We never knew that there was a national market for this, but we made a promo video and we signed with an agent, and we've been touring almost constantly for the last 5.5 years or so.
Excellent. So well, and you, we have just about a minute and a half left, believe it or not, in this very short interview, but you also do another combination of a famous duo. Tell us quickly about that.
Yeah, we have another show, Forever Simon and Garfunkel, and we started it due to popular demand, and a lot of people who saw our Everly Brothers show would ask us to do a Simon and Garfunkel show, so we delivered. We're already touring it around the country. It's an equal amount of fun, and just another decade into the future past the Everlys, and we'd love to bring that to Munster sometime.
Yeah, Simon and Garfunkel and the Everlys are forever linked, because the Simon and Garfunkel started out essentially trying to be the Everly Brothers.
Okay, very good. Well, tell us quickly, we're just about ready to wrap up. Where are you going to be performing, when and everything, so they can come see you?
We'll be at the Munster Auditorium with Lakeshore Concerts, and we're very excited to bring our show to you.
And that'll be Monday, January 30th at 7 p.m. there. We appreciate you coming on Art on the Air Spotlight. The Everly Set, Jack Schiller, Sean Altman. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Nice. Yeah, thank you very much.
Art on the Air Spotlight and the full one-hour Art on the Air program on Lakeshore Public Radio is brought to you by Macaulay Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.